Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. We're loading up the car. We're headed to the drive-in theater. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
So growing up.
Yes.
In South OKC, if you did not know about the Winchester drive-in, it's probably because you lived on the wrong side of I-44. Because on my side of town, I grew up going to the Hillcrest drive-in. Hillcrest was right by the Will Rogers Airport.
Right.
I saw Ninja Turtles there, I think, and Batman 89. But it didn't survive. Obviously.
It didn't.
They closed it in 92.
There was another one on Southeast 44th and Shields-ish.
Yep, on Santa Fe. I don't remember the name of that one.
I don't remember the name of that one either. But
and up until recently, they still had the concession ticket taker area there, but I think they've since torn it down. But I think we'll just get into it. We're gonna take you to the movies after this.
So Madeline's mm-hmm. basketball season just finished up.
Yep, I've got a basketball season's about to wind up too.
And Connor's soccer season is about to kick off.
You know, kids sports, I think the most expensive thing is they're going to be selling shirts and I got to have the match in this and the, you know what I mean? I think the apparel is costly.
It is.
It costs $3 to get into a kid's basketball game. It costs $300 to dress them.
And if they do something ridiculous like wash their uniform.
It's done.
Wrong. Yeah, right. A little bleach on their.
Or don't wash it in cold. By the time the season's over, it's faded.
It absolutely is. But we have a solution to that problem.
Always. We always have solutions.
We do. You can reach out to Master Threads. Yeah. They can do just about anything when it comes to uniforms.
And as we speak, they're probably doing anything. You just said just about anything. I bet they're like, you know what? We can do anything. the gauntlet has been thrown. They can do anything.
I'll double check their website.
Dude, I looked at their website. They've got everything on there.
Yes, you can get all of the custom apparel, all of the cool booster items.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to go to one of your kids' games
right.
without showing a little bit of team spirit.
Yes.
And you're not always going to have the schools presenting you with the options.
No, the kids bring the option. They want you to sell the $35 cookie dough and buy the $200 pants.
Right. But then you've got to have your t-shirt that says, yeah. Hey, I'm a parent of
said child.
Right. And so you can reach out to Master Threads and they can make that process super easy.
Yes. Give them a call, 405-673-3787. That's 405-673-3787. Or
hit their website at masterthreads.us.
That's Master Threads.
So we're talking movies.
You know, we talked movies not too long ago. Movie theaters, classic movie theaters.
We like movies.
We do like going out to the movies. But it's been increasingly difficult.
It has.
And especially if you don't have options close by to go to said indoor movies. I don't think there's anything more Americana. Maybe I'm wrong. The 57 Chevy, a classic Coca-Cola. James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, and then, of course, it's got to be the drive-in movie theater.
I would say being right at the heart of Route 66.
Yeah.
I feel like movie theaters should be more of a thing.
You know, and we don't talk near enough about drive-in theaters because there's not very many of them left. Now, at their peak in the 1950s, there were 4,000 drive-in theaters throughout the country. Now, that's a lot. It's not near as many. There are more movie theaters than there are drive-ins, but that is a boatload of drive-in experience.
Right, but now there's only 330 in the whole country.
That's crazy. But did you know we have probably, I think we've got 4 to 6 of those right here in Oklahoma that are still operational.
Absolutely. And the one we're talking about today is the Winchester Drive-In.
That's correct. Now, I think before we get into the Winchester, though, I think we have to talk about drive-in movie theaters. Where did this concept, this crazy concept, come from? Well, it started in... So, rumor has it, 1910 is when they really started doing the earliest version of the drive-in theater. But around 1933, Richard Hollingshead of New Jersey came up with a concept of what would eventually be the drive-in theater. Now, he did it to accommodate his mother, who was a little wide in the hips. Let's just say theater seats were a little tight. She complained about that. So to remedy that, he took a sheet, stretched it between two trees, put a projector out there, and henceforth became the drive-in theater.
That is very interesting. I had no idea.
Right. And so it caught on. He wanted to create a family environment where everybody could go to the movies. Kids could be loud. Kids could be kids. Outdoor, open air, which is oddly enough, I don't the remedy for the current situation. But in the 1970s, drive-thrus kind of took a little bit of a dive.
Well, I would say more to the point that drive-in theaters hit their peak in the 70s.
I think so.
But there's a lot of reasons for that. You had the bigger cars.
Yeah, economically, it just...
Everybody was already in the situation to where when they took family vacations, it was in a car.
And it was in the family truckster.
Right.
You fit 10 kids without seatbelts in the family wagon, and you drove coast to coast, and you went to the drive-in movies.
Right.
So the 1970s roll around, cars, they get smaller, and things are starting to expand. Now, economically speaking, you had to have at least 15 acres to have a fully functional drive-in. A lot of these drive-in owners didn't, you know, kind of, they'd hit their backs, they hit their peak. Didn't really feel like expanding, so a lot of them, most of them, you would think it would be just an economical thing where the economy tanked, but no, a lot of them sold out to shopping malls, to business developers, henceforth why a lot of it kind of went under.
Fast forwarding quite a bit.
Right.
Here in the past year or so, drive-ins have seen a surge in their success because actual movie theater, a lot of the movie theaters are shut down. Mm-hmm. Or people don't particularly feel like being in a crowded situation.
Right.
And so being able to go see a movie in the comfort of your own vehicle.
Right. Away from
where you're isolated.
Yes. They have seen a huge spike in traffic. Drive-ins, especially the Winchester, have seen a huge spike in foot traffic. As a matter of fact, it hadn't been that long ago, they reopened for a special engagement where they were showing The Little Mermaid and something else. The line to go into the Winchester started at the Winchester, went all the way up the 240 service road. You'd have thought that the Beatles were in town.
Wow.
I mean, it was wrapped. So people are showing up in droves because, A, I'm sorry, you're hard-pressed to find anything with the experience attached that's as cheap. I mean, it's one of the most affordable things you can do as a family or a nice little date night for just the two of you. I mean, Jiminy Christmas, it's $7 for adults. And you see two movies?
Absolutely. But again, the Winchester Drive-In has an iconic presence in South Oklahoma City.
Yeah. If you've driven north of 240 on Western and haven't seen the big 50-foot, this is a 50-foot tall cowboy that at night when the neon's on, he's waving at you. If you haven't seen it, hell, if you haven't seen it during the day, you're not looking. You're texting and driving, or you're not from around here. The 50-foot tall cowboy has been there since 1968. It was opened by Lindy Shambor at the really kind of what I would say the peak of, we just talked about how the 70s were kind of the peak. The late 60s is right before drive-ins really started to peak, and a lot of them started to fizzle out. This place opened up, and in fact, Lindy, he worked the ticket booth every day up until he passed away in 2018.
Not only has the Winchester survived the culling of drive-in theaters by being one of the most successful drive-ins in the country, But they've maintained over all of that time, what is that, 60 years almost?
Oh, yeah.
Over 60 years? Yeah. They're still a family-friendly theater. They don't show R-rated movies.
Right. They don't show a lot of R-rated movies. I saw a recent interview with Jeff Massad, who was the manager at the time, but then it has since taken over as the owner. They are a family-owned and operated situation. Now, they don't show anything. It's PG-13 is the highest they'll go, with maybe if there's been a few exceptions, but PG-13 to G is what their max is, and they're low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really expect much more. I mean, you're not going to, I'm sorry, you can't show an R-rated movie that people can drive by and see. You know what I mean? And it's got to be something, a little bit of something for everybody. And the reality of the situation is, I'm opposed to drive-ins for only one reason. If it's a movie I absolutely want to see in a theater, I think sometimes it takes you out of it. But if you're there, I also think it's a great place to go for the vibe. There's an ambiance to going to the drive-in. We've gone to the Chief drive-in here quite a bit in Chickasha, and there's just this vibe that happens when the sun goes down and the screen comes up, and you can smell and hear the concessions, and there's a certain etiquette. I think there's a certain etiquette at drive-in theaters that people, you go to an inside theater and it's like people forget how to behave.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are certain things you have to come to expect. There's going to be a little bit of chatter at a drive-in movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside. People are enjoying. It's part of the experience. So I don't go there unless I plan on not really absorbing all of the movie and kind of just taking in the energy.
It's more
of an energy, I think.
Absolutely. As far as the specifics on the Winchester drive-in, they have shows at 7 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's one entry fee, gets you to the 7 show, and then you get to stay right on until 11 o'clock when the last show's over. That's a super affordable, good deal. They've got hot cocoa, coffee, handmade pizza.
Yeah, they and it looks good. Their food is, it looks good. It's delicious. I've heard a lot of people talk about the chicken basket, saying that's where it's at. Now, of course, there have been some mild tweaks. Obviously, being outside gives you a little bit more freedom, but they still there are some requirements still for they're being extremely careful, extremely sanitary. You do have to wear a mask to the concession stand. Now, what I think is cool, they've opened early. You know, it's a lot of drive-in theaters, with a few exceptions, are seasonal, where it's kind of spring to fall,
right?
Kind of like like Whitewater or something. They opened the first weekend of February. So with that being said, what they do require, you can have your car running, because I think they have a lot of trouble with batteries dying and things like that in the summertime.
Right.
Plus the cars being on, there's the sound of the exhaust, there's a smell of the exhaust. It kind of drowns out the experience. So you can stay in the comfort of your car, be warm, drink you some hot cocoa, hang out, and just enjoy a night at the movies.
Right. And they have 475 spots.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of room most of the time. Occasionally you'll see them wrapped around the block and then some.
Yes.
So I would definitely say, if you're interested in getting a night out with the family, to go ahead and get your tickets as soon as possible.
Now, good. With that, they do have designated areas for trucks and SUVs. Those go the fastest, because they're all like, let's be realistic, the easiest way to haul a bunch of people is to throw them in the back of the pickup or the back of the Tahoe and head to the movies. If you are in a situation where that is your mode of transportation, get there early, because those spots fill up. Because then it's car sizes. They've got your regular sedan size spots. You just want to make sure you get there on time.
Right. And this is great fun. It's great, inexpensive, family friendly fun. If that sounds like a good time to you, check out their website. It's winchesterdrivein.com, or you can find them on Facebook at Winchester Drive-In as well.
So there are things to do. You can still go to the movies. In fact, right now, they're playing new releases. You know, a lot of places are going back to the classic cinema night. They're still playing new releases. They're keeping the entertainment coming. There are options. Check out the Winchester Drive-In. They've been there for over, 60 years? I mean, so, again, it's about supporting local.
Absolutely.
You've got no reason not to. Anyway, It is. Wait, here is your favorite. Huh? As always, it's the Only an OK Show, your favorite local podcast. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley. And we're out of here.
Peace.
I really like giving advice, but people don't ask me for my advice, so I decided that I'm just going to give my advice on the internet. This is disgusting. It's not helping anybody. It's hurting everybody. Yeah. You need to stop immediately.
I don't know if it's I'm too insecure. I don't know what it takes, but I don't have it.
Like, this is 100% made up. You're saying these words right now in this...
I get embarrassed for people.
So... My kids? Nope.